What happens when you earn impressively but live perpetually broke? Zuri, a senior manager at Richmond Developments, pulling in 600,000 naira monthly, discovered this painful paradox mid-month when her financial life imploded. Her Mercedes sat stranded, needing 200,000 naira in repairs. Her landlord threatened to cut utilities over 430,000 naira in overdue service charges. And newly diagnosed fibroids required a 950,000 naira procedure her insurance wouldn't cover. Despite her enviable salary, designer wardrobe, and upmarket Lekki apartment, Zuri had zero savings to fall back on. This disconnect reveals something crucial that most of us miss. Being broke isn't about income. It's about lacking assets that could sustain you if your paycheck stopped tomorrow. In sub-Saharan Africa, less than 1% are born wealthy, yet even high earners often live paycheck to paycheck, spending everything on maintaining appearances that look impressive on Instagram but leave them financially vulnerable. True wealth isn't measured by spending patterns, but by what you keep and convert into income-generating assets. The fundamental difference between broke and wealthy people? Understanding that financial freedom arrives when your assets, not your labor, fund your lifestyle. What would happen if your income stopped today? Fear dominates many women's relationship with money. Fear of not having enough, failing in business, or losing independence. These fears paralyze us into avoidance. Zuri dodged her landlord's calls, canceled doctor appointments, and fumbled through presentations because financial anxiety consumed her. The turning point came when Mr. OK cornered her at her apartment, publicly berating her. Finally standing up, Zuri promised payment and stopped running. Her friends revealed their own money fears. Adesua feared her husband's control, Tommy feared independence, Ladoon feared losing her lifestyle, and Lara failed family. What you deny, you delay. What you face, you conquer. Conquering money fears requires three steps. Identify your specific fears by writing them down, trace each fear to its root cause, and create a detailed plan to counter it. Zuri's awakening began one Saturday sorting through months of unopened bank statements. Despite earning 600,000 naira monthly, she'd been spending mindlessly, 2.5 million annually for rent, over 1 million on designer shoes alone. Money that isn't treated with respect will leave with no respect. 6 weeks into her spending diet, Zuri had saved 210,000 naira by tracking every expense and cutting spending by 35%. The key isn't deprivation, but intentional allocation, spending with purpose toward the lifestyle you want and can sustainably afford. At Benkei's son's birthday party, Zuri overheard gossip about the hosts owing vendors millions despite their extravagant lifestyle. This prompted her to confront her own 1.12 million naira debt. Wealthy people leverage debt for investments that grow cash flow, while others use it to purchase depreciating items. Zuri created a practical template. List all debts for a complete picture, prioritize them with her landlord at the top, schedule realistic repayment timelines, make difficult decisions, including selling designer bags and her car, and follow up on her medical situation, learning her fibroids weren't aggressive. An early morning call about her mother's house fire exposed Zuri's lack of financial preparation. While her mother survived with minor smoke inhalation, the crisis highlighted a universal truth: emergencies happen to everyone. A smart woman systematically builds an emergency fund, 6 to 9 months of living expenses, as her financial foundation. This fund provides psychological security, prevents liquidating investments at inopportune times, and eliminates reliance on high-interest debt during crises.
When Sola asked Zuri, "What do you want?" she struggled to answer. Like many, she had vague desires for more money without specific goals. Sola challenged her to articulate what she truly wanted. Start with a legacy statement. What impact do you want to have? How do you want to be remembered? From this foundation, identify short-term goals, achievable within 12 months, and long-term goals, beyond 1 year, each with 10 specific action steps. Transform vague wishes into specific targets. Instead of, "I want to be rich," specify, I want to purchase a 2-bedroom investment property in Lekki Phase 2 within 18 months by saving 200,000 naira monthly and researching property values weekly. Specificity creates clarity and accountability. Financial goals should align with your values. For some, financial freedom means traveling extensively. For others, providing education for children or supporting extended family. There's no universal definition of financial success, only the one that matters to you. What would your life look like if money were no object? Lara's 3-account system, bills, long-term savings, and treats, proves that sustainable budgeting isn't about restriction. It's about intentional allocation aligned with your values. The Smart Money Budget divides income strategically. 20% minimum for long-term investments, funds for short-term goals and treats, and the remainder for living expenses. With Lara's 3 million naira monthly income, she allocates 600,000 to investments, 600,000 to short-term goals, and 1.8 million to expenses. The percentages stay consistent regardless of income level. Create separate accounts for specific purposes: emergency fund, turn-up account for guilt-free enjoyment, rent, investments, and bills. This organization prevents panic borrowing and enables systematic wealth building while allowing planned pleasure. This approach transforms your relationship with money by focusing on allocation rather than restriction. Instead of "I can't afford that," you're saying "I choose these priorities instead." Review your bank statements, separate wants from needs, identify expenses to cut, and spend freely on what you love while ruthlessly eliminating what doesn't matter. Financially successful people feel fear, but refuse to let it stop them. Recognize debt's emotional weight, shame, anxiety, avoidance, and transform it from an overwhelming burden to a manageable challenge by examining it objectively. Calculate your monthly living expenses and multiply by 6 or 9 for your emergency fund target. Define emergencies strictly. Car repairs qualify, shopping sprees don't. Use windfalls like bonuses to boost your fund. Prioritize liquidity and safety with high-interest savings or money market accounts, not risky stocks. Does your spending align with your priorities? This organization prevents panic borrowing and ensures systematic wealth building. Could you handle a major car repair, medical emergency, or sudden job loss tomorrow? Building an emergency fund is the first step toward answering yes confidently. Financial freedom is a daily practice of intentional choices. Zuri's transformation wasn't about earning more. It was about respecting what she had and making it work for her values. She learned to track spending, face fears, tackle debt strategically, build safety nets, and invest wisely. Most importantly, she stopped letting money control her. Your journey begins today. Calculate your net worth, assets minus liabilities. That's your baseline. This week, track your spending, identify your 3 biggest money fears, create a debt repayment plan, start an emergency fund, and define 3 financial goals with specific action steps. In a world that measures worth by possessions and social media appearances, becoming a smart money woman means choosing substance over show. True wealth isn't what you display, but what you keep and grow. Build a life where money serves your values rather than dictating them. Every woman can create her own financial mastery, one intentional decision at a time.